Andrew Short, sixth place on the night.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row. But this weekend I actually rode good. Where last weekend I was a little tentative. Tonight I felt like I was pushing forward. I had a good first five laps. The middle kind of was not so stellar, but rebounded at the end, and I was fifth for 19 laps. And then Kennard got me in the last one, but still.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I ended up sixth, so.
Oh. Well, I was going to say you rode really good tonight. Your best race of the year.
No, I think it was my best race of the year. At good speed. The team's happy. We're making improvements. I'm learning how to ride the bike better. And so, you know, that's making a difference. If I wasn't doing that, I'd be bummed out and disappointed. But I feel like we're getting better every week, and that's always positive.
What about the bike have you ridden better? I mean, you say that, but, like, let's break it down. What have you learned about it?
Yeah, for me, like, when I land off the finish line or the triples, I got to land with that thing wide open.
Okay.
And, you know, it doesn't have a lot of torque like a 450, so you can't land, get on the gas, and accelerate. That's kind of how you do a 450. If you landed with a wide open, you'd almost loop out on a 450. So, you know, that's what I'm doing. Obviously, racing it, I have to keep my momentum up and sweep, and I can't cut under somebody and expect to accelerate and beat them to the next turn. So I have to be smart and pick my places where to pass. And I think I just riding a 450 for so long, you get that second nature of how to race, and I'm having to change that. And so I'm glad I'm learning and getting better, and I'm showing what that, you know, the 350 can do. And I'm just excited for KTM and Red Bull. It seems like everyone's really happy with the progress and going forward.
I'm sure you heard the crowd, but the race in the front was crazy.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it on TV, and that's kind of sad, you know, not to be a part of it. But it sounded like there were some fireworks going off up front. And for me, you know, the first five laps, I was in the same straightaway and then lost them. But, you know, I can't wait to see what happened with those guys. And I needed just a little bit more to be up there, you know, in the hunt kind of. So that's my goal.
Right. And your teammate, Michael Lessie, didn't have a great race. I wasn't sure exactly what happened, you know?
No, I'm not sure. I think for him, if he gets a good start, puts himself in a good position, then he's you know, in a good spot. But I think it's harder for him to come through the pack, and same for me, you know, and just how racing goes.
I was talking to a couple of riders that said that whoops were gnarly. Did you find that?
No, I thought that's like the best spot for me. I had a good line. I was jumping in over a big one and then jumping again, you know, jumping like two jumps, and that's, I passed Brayton early on, and first lap I passed a bunch of people, so that's what really helped me tonight, put me up front, and I got to ride with those front guys for a little bit. So I think that was the thing I was most scared to come to KTM about, was whoops, you know, and the handling, because, you know, honestly, they haven't had a very good pass in the whoops without the link, and the link was so new, and that's the best thing we have going right now is the whoops. I feel, you know, like that's, you know, my best thing. So I'm happy that, you know, I don't have to worry about that.
I was so impressed with your performance, I text your wife, and I never text your wife, but I thought it was a great race. Congratulations.
Thanks, yeah, good weekend, so pumped. Can't wait for Daytona.